You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and if you're unfamiliar with Open Mic, this is the show for where for the next hour I'll be playing you guys some music and just sort of talking about things in my life and whatnot. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. What's going on, guys? I haven't been on air in the last 2 weeks. I've took a little bit of time off to do some bit of vacationing just for a bit, but I had a pretty good week. This weekend, there was like a big anime convention at Canada Place called AniRevo, and so got into that for a little bit. My sister is like my sister's a big weeb. She likes to do like a lot of weeby things, and she's really obsessed with the video game series Yakuza, so I got to borrow her pass. I borrowed one of her friend's passes on the weekend to go sneak into the vendors hall, something that's like big for anime conventions. They have these big like markets where they have like, I mean, I think a good portion of it is like big companies sort of advertising whatever game or clothing or like, I don't know, even they had like Indomie, the people who represent like that, those Mugerang instant ramen packets. They had a huge deal for like a big box of them for like $10. Alas, I did not indulge, but there's also like a good portion of the vendors hall that's like a lot of independent artists and people who are like making little charms and knickknacks or their own sort of posters and stuff selling their wares. And so for like 4 hours on Sunday, my sister and I like went row by row through all the like vendors trying to find gifts for friends and find little things for us. I think my sister kind of bawled out. My sister was there for all 3 days. I think she probably went to the vendor's hall every single day. I can't imagine a lot changed, but I think she like spent maybe about like $230, she said yesterday. I was a little bit of a brokey. I still do not have a real job, and therefore I only spent $75 and just got some little decals, some stickers for my laptop and some friends, and got some charms and got my roommate like a big mouse pad that he's been needing. And yeah, it was such a fun weekend. Yeah. Anyways, on to some music. For my first track this week, I've got a song by Kater Levansky called Kafmir here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
She needs to learn how
She's
to pay
just
attention.
Not reaching
She's
her a potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The LIME Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, professionals, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA over there was Cœur qui Caille by Beau Nectar here on CDSF 90.1 FM. What do I have to catch you guys up on? I had this really funny experience. We went camping on BC long weekend. Maybe I talked about this already. No, maybe I don't think I did. We went camping on BC long weekend, which seems like ages ago, but I guess that's like how long I have been since I've done radio last. And so it was kind of like a last minute thing for me. Me and my partner Ava decided to go up. Sort of like no plan, and it's just been like super smoky lately. I'm sure you guys all know. We all saw like the huge fires in like West Kelowna and whatnot, but it was just like really difficult to go camping and whatnot. And so we settled on this little hike just off the Coquihalla, which was like surprisingly clear for the weekend. And we did, it was called, I can't remember what the trail was called, but the place where we camped was Flatiron Peak, which was like really chill. It was just off the highway, so there's like a lot of people there. And the spot we got was super, super nice. The day we came, we were like surprised that like we came up on, I think we went left on like a Friday, must have been, so before the long weekend had started. And so this is sort of coming into my like gripe about camping on long weekends, but like in hindsight, we probably should have done it because there were so many people for BC long weekend. The night we had there was super nice, and like there was only like the initial night before everyone came up, but the initial night was like really nice, and like we only saw like two, maybe three other tents, so we had our good little spot. It was so picturesque, like we slept in our tents without the fly on so we could look at the stars, and like we had a good view of like Needle Peak. And so it was such a nice evening. And then the next day we went to go for a hike, and we went up, Needle Peak, just do like a day hike and just like, I don't know, like frolic around on the mountain and stuff and just kind of hike. And then came back around maybe like, maybe like 3 o'clock. And then there were so many people at Flatiron, and it kind of makes sense though. It's BC long weekend. I feel like what were we expecting? And this is such an easy one-day hike, like just off the Coquihalla, so a lot of people are going to come and do like last-minute plans here. But my biggest gripe was, I feel like the common courtesy to backpacking, like backcountry backpacking, is that I feel like you shouldn't like, I shouldn't feel like put your tent in like the line of sight of like someone else's tent, you know, to the best of your ability. I mean, I think it was pretty busy and it was inevitable, but like, I think it's hard to like describe this sort of setting of the mountain, but I feel like we had our little spot there and we were kind of in a protected area because we were kind of worried about the winds because we were on a mountain. And these guys just like pitched their tent like right in front of our sight line, like blocking our sort of view of the mountain, which, you know, I don't know. It's like, I can't really claim that I have a stake, but like, man, that really rubbed me the wrong way. I feel like there's like unspoken rules to like where you pitch your tent. I feel like it's ideally, if you can, out of people's line of sight or like outside of the line of sight, or like outside of like the sort of view and sort of like not in a place where to get water access, they have to walk through a campsite. It just really rubbed me the wrong way. I remember being so grumpy about it to Ava. Ava was just like, all right, you know, like, this is a public campsite, but I was just, like, not having it, and I was so grumpy, and I went for a swim, and I was so grumpy, and, you know, and I was like, you know what, you know, screw these guys, you know, I'm gonna talk about them on my radio show, you know, where they'll never listen to it, but, like, at least, you know, it can be kind of salty on air, so that was that, yeah, but otherwise, it was a really wonderful trip. it was super nice. We had like such a nice campsite to be like in the view, and we had like this nice little slab next to us that we could sort of like, it was like this really steep rock we could just kind of like walk up, that was really cute and stuff, and it was just a good camping trip. So yeah, anyways, on to some more music here. What do I want to play? I lost my set list. Here we go. Cable Ties is the name of the band, and I've got to you Perfect Client here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah! for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF.